Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Good morning, Edward Koppels. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Annie F. Downs. I was listening back to the show and realized that the intro part of the show is I'm usually very weird. So I'm trying to be a little bit more like, hello.
Why are you weird?
It's just like a weird timing thing. It's like we haven't figured out our dance yet. We don't know whose hands are on whose shoulder.
We are 76 episodes into this podcast, not counting the handful we did on That Sounds Fun that are now on this feed. We aren't still figuring this out.
No. No, we're figuring. I think I'm figuring out the first 10 seconds of every show.
Really?
Yeah. If you listen to it, it's like, "Good morning, Eddie." I'm like, "Hey, hello."
Fascinating. Do you feel that, or do you only experience it when you hear it?
Only when I hear it.
See, I think this is a hot take on our personality differences. Mm-hmm. Is you judge back on yourself far more severely than I do?
Then you judge back on me or you judge back on yourself?
Then I judge back on myself or you, to be fair.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like you go back and you listen and like notice things like that. And I trudge forward.
Moving on.
But I do think it's interesting to hear your processing your own behavior on a podcast.
Yes, because what we're also talking about is, you know, that I didn't love... I really waffled on last week's Friday show when I got a little bit flustered at the end, a little sad. And I was really like, I don't know if I want to put that into the world. And you were like, no, it's really fine. It's okay. And I trusted you fully in that. But it's I am pretty harsh listening back to myself. Not because I don't think I'm not, you know, got an ability at this. I just am very self-critical.
Yeah. There's a happy medium probably where I need to be better at criticism, at giving it to myself and receiving it. And you need to, could be nicer to yourself.
Could be nicer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That is.
I mean, I have to use language like I'm teaching for church next week. And so we turn our outlines over to the whole teaching team to kind of like, And I have to choose to say in the email, "Hi, everybody. Here's my outline for next week. Help me make it better."
Right.
What I want to say is it good? You guys like it? Everybody happy? Yeah. And instead I go, "Help me make it better," so that when they come back with feedback, I have emotionally prepped already. Of course, everyone should make their stuff better. I mean, of course I want help. And of course, everyone can make things better. It's just not my natural tendency to enjoy feedback.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Times. Well, are you better with feedback for yourself, or like you giving yourself feedback, or are you better with others giving you feedback? Does that make sense?
Yes, I am probably better at others giving me feedback. Like I because I've taught myself, you know, like I don't know what it's like to give yourself feedback. I mean, I guess you hear how something goes or you write something and then you edit it yourself. Is that kind of what you mean?
Yeah. And you go back and you read your own thing that you wrote a week ago.
Oh, yeah, that's really easy. Yeah, that's really easy.
For you to do for yourself.
Yes.
Annie, you know, I work in a job where I get feedback constantly, and it's everything. So I'm writing a one-page email that's going to go out to constituents on behalf of IJM. And sometimes I will get the smallest little bit of feedback from somebody. It's like, hey, this is an interesting word choice. Maybe we could think, and it's great feedback.
Yeah.
Oh my, I will, the anger that will well up in me is like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
Tiger.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's just a word, buddy. It's just, you can even ignore that person's feedback if you want. If you're that hell bent on it, just ignore them.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh.
Dude, I feel it too. I know. I absolutely know what you're saying. And but also because we're pretty active on the internet, we get feedback constantly.
Oh yeah.
I mean, constantly. And so I think it's this happy medium of learning to receive feedback from people that are up close in my life really well. I want to receive that feedback really well. I think on a scale of one being, I cannot receive this, do not correct me, and 10 being, this actually brings me joy, I think I'm naturally a 4, and I'm living right now at like a 6.5. Maybe a 7. I'll give myself a 7. But it's because I've trained myself. What's your, on that scale, where are you naturally and where are you now?
Yeah, it really depends on a little bit on the person. So there are some people that I feel like are a trusted collaborator that I live for their feedback. My friend Teddy reads everything that I write that before it goes out into the world, and his feedback is just the best. And so I guess on that scale, I'm very high. Like, I love that feedback so much. When it's, am I answering the question the right way?
Yes.
But when it comes to unsolicited feedback, like on the internet, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying literally in your real life, overall, how well do you receive feedback? Not internet feedback.
Oh. Yeah, I'd say I'm like, if I'm feeling pretty confident about the project, I'm at a 5. If I'm not feeling confident, I'm at an 8 or 9. I really like to work collaboratively until I feel like I like working with people until I feel like I've got it. And then I really
and then back up.
I feel very comfortable in what I'm doing.
That's awesome.
Which I'm good. I like locking in every once in a while and feeling like, all right, I'm running under my own, good or bad, I'm confident in this. And I would rather podcast, write, create out of a place of at least believing that what I have to say in that moment is worth it and trusting in myself instead of always. But preaching is a really hard one. That's a whole special different area of feedback. I've found, I always had a hard time with that.
Why?
I felt much more the proclivity to do what you forced yourself not to do, which is like, is this good? Do you like it? Like, I always felt very insecure, even when I was very confident in the topic. Even when I felt like I had done my exegetical work correctly, I knew what I was saying. I was excited to share this. There was never the confidence there like there would be with, say, this podcast. Like, I'll dog myself a little bit on this podcast, but generally I feel pretty good that at the end of this 30 minutes, I will have done something worth people listening to.
Sure.
Which is good because they're going to listen to it twice a week. But with preaching, it was never like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I think part of the struggle when other people are helping you create something spiritual is you go like, well, but that's what I feel like God said to me to say. Or that's what came to me when I read that scripture. And that's what, you know. And so some of that plays into it when it's spiritual stuff too. But on the upside, the thing I love about being on a teaching team is we all are highly invested. I'll finish this thought. We're all highly invested in the long-term spiritual growth of this particular faith community.
Yes.
Right? And so we all know what was taught a year ago. We all know what was taught last week. We all know where we're going in 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when I go and speak at a conference, I don't know what's going on in the lives of those people or in that particular faith community if I'm speaking to a faith community. Mm-hmm. And so that feedback is always so different. If I get someone, usually at those events, there's my point person who's brought me in, who's talked me through my outline a couple of weeks before I get there. And then I check in with them afterwards, you know?
Yes.
Not to be like, do you love me? But to be like, okay, did we accomplish the goal that you and I discussed 3 weeks ago on the phone before I got on a plane?
Yes.
But it's so different on the teaching team because I am long-term invested in this faith community.
Totally. And you all, with a group of people, are long-term invested in this. Uh-huh, and so you are in the creation of a sermon. You all are really, it's a time of leading together.
That's right. Because I'm having the people who are teaching the 2 weeks before me look over it and make sure I tied in where they were coming, where they led us. Right. And I'm letting the people who are teaching right after me make sure that I am leading people towards the next topic we're going to hit. And so, but it still pings me. I mean, obviously we started this conversation by saying it is, you know, I have to choose to go give me feedback versus like, I did it. Bye.
Yeah. Conversely, I ask people when they send me something that they've written and they're like, hey, can you read it? I won't even open it before I reply, what feedback are you looking for? Because I can demolish. Yeah. I mean, my part of my job too at IJM, and is to have a critical eye and to rip everything to apart to make it better if it needs ripping apart. Sometimes it's just thumbs up, great job. Mm-hmm. But I've done it wrong a few times where somebody was like, it's already submitted. I was just excited about it.
100%.
Somebody to read. And I have thrashed this document.
The only reason you and I know to ask that question of how do you want to give feedback is because we've done that wrong.
Yeah. I'm like, you just wanted me to affirm it or go like, yeah, that makes sense. But what I did was question the basis of your thesis statement. And
right. And you've already turned it in.
So good luck. I can't walk it back.
Mabby. Yeah. Exactly right. I mean, I think that's really healthy. I mean, I had coffee with someone on Sunday and there were multiple times in the conversation where I said, can I ask you another question? Or can I, you know, like I have just been on the planet long enough to know it can, you need to confirm your invited level into someone's process, into someone's work, into someone. And so I just kept confirming in the conversation. I do have one more question in my head. Can I ask you one more thing? And
Yeah.
And you don't have to answer it, you know.
You've done that with me really well. I've sent you some very early work that will never see the light of day. And you've said, what kind of friend are you hoping that I am in this moment?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just need you to read it and tell me generally if it makes sense. So you're like, that I can do.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because there's also a time commitment.
Am I editing it? Or, right. I mean, I literally, on my to-do list, I have two people's work that they've sent to me, to my friends who want me to look over some writing. And my first question, I'm actually doing it tonight. It's literally on my Tuesday, February 9th calendar at 7 p.m. is read these two people's writings. And my first question to both of them is going to be, what are you wanting from me? Do you want like a word edit or do you want a concept edit? Or do you just need someone to say yay? Because I will with pleasure, but it matters to ask.
It does. And I found it's a parenting thing too. I found that when doing homeschool stuff, what are we doing right now when you're showing me your essay? Are you, because I need to let them succeed or fail, not that they really fail, but like do stuff on their own. And so sometimes they'll want me to read this three paragraphs they wrote about the history of Florida. And you're like, who am I in this moment? So I've asked them the same question sometimes.
Florida. Oh, that is something I let me tell you immediately what I picture. Is there a Fountain of Youth story?
Well, yeah, there's all of that stuff.
Yeah, there's a
Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow, that lives in the weirdest attic of my mind.
It is a little weird because if you asked me to do any history of Georgia, I could give you nothing.
Right?
I couldn't give you a single, how do you know that? That's an odd.
I don't know. Maybe it's explorer stuff.
It's also every beach around here and everything is named after Florida history. And you're only coming to beaches. So you always are going to
But there's not like an explorer named Rosemary or Seaside, right? So
yeah, that's true.
But I think it must be a history of, I feel like, again, we have reached a point in my mind that I don't access very often. It is some sort of attic in some sort of house. It's like the house on Arrested Development. That's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's dusty.
And it's out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like I maybe taught explorers when I taught school at some point.
Oh,
because I feel like I have an educator point of view of Ponce de Leon.
Yes. Yes. That would be the only thing that explains it because I was pretty amazed that you even knew who that name was.
Was Florida inhabited by Native Americans before Ponce de Leon?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Indigenous people. This is their land.
Yes.
And they were here and they are here. And Ponce de Leon is one of the many figures in history where when I was a kid, it was like, it wasn't when I was a kid. It was like he came over and everybody was friends. And now we live in Florida. And then you realize as you get older, I see. Ah, yes. Yeah, there was no Fountain of Youth. There was. just a pretty brutal, like, yikes, all of it. But they're doing a better job now. I feel like the Florida history has been a little bit more.
Yeah.
At least the history that our kids are reading and exposed to has been a little bit more honest, which is good.
Speaking of being honest, it's time for us to be honest about the Venn diagrams of fashion we received last week.
One of the finer podcast transitions that you've ever done just then. And
thank
also
you so much.
that
but
was some
also,
feedback.
Is there a way you could, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is there a way I could make that better?
You know, we can work on it in post. We'll workshop some ideas and we can do a drop in if you'd like. So we've asked some important things on this show and we've gotten feedback and people are very conversational.
Every now and again, yes.
Have you ever, I have never experienced anything in any podcasting ever to the extent of the replies of Venn diagram. Like I couldn't even
get
to all of them.
For sure it was. That was very paralleled with when we played bingo.
Oh my goodness.
At the beginning of middle of quarantine. Bingo. So yes, it is our friends on the other side of this podcast that are particularly interested massively every now and again.
Yes. Okay. It was amazing. So
it was very fun to read.
How are we going to do this? Because I realize that part of it is we're going to be guessing ages of people, but
yes.
we can see profile pictures.
Well, I'm going to say them to you and you're going to say them to me and we're not necessarily going to see the profile picture of the other person.
Yes, good. And I'm also going to just cover up the little circles with another window.
Okay, you can do that. I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm on my phone.
I see.
I respect you doing that and I'm here for it.
Boy.
Because are you going to also guess the age? Because I was thinking if I said to you someone and you guess back, I could give you whether you're in the range based on their profile picture.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Okay. So. Yes, I like that. Okay. So do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. We're not going to say names.
Pardon me. Can I just interrupt for somebody that did not listen to the Friday show?
Oh, sure. Great call. Thank you.
Real quick, we were talking about the Venn diagram of clothing we wear. So like basically 90% of my clothing would be a cross between this company and this company. And we just said, oh, tell us your Venn diagram. What's your fashion? And so I thought we would get a few comments and we melted the internet.
That's a little strong, but we did get a good collection of comments. Yes.
Good feedback.
Someone's, one of our friends says her Venn diagram of fashion is Old Navy and Costco.
Costco. Well, that's a person that appreciates value and is not afraid to put on a piece of clothing in the middle of a store to see if it fits. I'm going to go, you've got to be over 38. I'm going to go 39.
I'm going to say, no, much younger.
Do you know that she's much younger?
Looking at her picture, she's young and has very young children.
Well, good on you. Way to just put on a pair of socks, check out a pair of slacks in the middle of the store.
That's right. Okay,
Target, Carhartt, and Under Armour.
Male or female?
Male.
Carhartt, Target, Under Armour, 31.
Okay. I don't know because he's got one of those profile pictures that's looking distantly.
What would you think?
I would have said that's about right.
Yeah.
But what I would have said is definitely outdoorsy. And when I look at the picture, it's him on a rock looking into the distance.
Yeah. He's for sure. Yeah.
So yes, I would say he's probably late 20s, early 30s and outdoorsy.
Okay. Yeah, of course he was.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try this one. American Evil. Evil?
Oh,
wow.
My.
What am I saying that I didn't know I was saying?
That's a sermon series.
Yes. American Eagle and Old Navy.
American Eagle. Now, that's interesting because American Eagle and Old Navy. Ooh. American Eagle, though. That was like when we were, I'm going to go 34.
I think you're in the range. I'm thinking a little bit younger, but I think you're in the range.
Okay. Okay, ready?
We should have had them tell us their ages so that we actually knew. Like,
right,
I see one that's an age, and we're going to do that one, but...
Right, because some feedback for us is we are also guessing a person's age based on
their profile picture.
They
could be 19 years old.
Right. And they're like, oh, I guess I don't really.
Yeah.
A million stores that I don't know. Like, did you see that? There are so many stores that I have no idea. Okay,
yeah,
here's
for
one.
Sure. Okay.
Loft and Stitch Fix.
Oh,
that
Loft
one was an
Stitch Fix. And it's a female.
It is.
So she's professional and she's professional.
It,
29?
Not 20, older than 29. I don't know her age, but she's older than 29. But I got to say, in her profile picture, very well dressed.
Yeah, super profesh. She clearly dresses every day.
Knows her colors, looks great. Great profile picture.
Right. But she knows if she's
29.
A warm or a cool.
Oh,
which is impressive.
Bingo. Like, I'm a late summer.
This is a gentleman. Lululemon, American Eagle, Vineyard Vines.
Oh, Chad Michael Snavely is who that is.
No, it's not.
And Chad is probably 40. I don't even know what Vineyard Vines is.
Wow. You need to go to Martha's Vineyard more often.
Okay, Boosh.
You're not hanging in the... Yeah, I've been there a time. Vineyard Vines is like a... It is a brand that is preppy. Bright colored. It has the little whale on the pocket.
Oh my gosh. It's like the boy version of Lily Pulitzer.
Pulitzer. That's a great. I don't know what kind of feedback we're going to get on that.
Did I step in something?
No, I don't know. I literally don't know what kind of feedback we're going to get on that, but that feels very true to me that men's Vineyard Vines is similar to women's Lily Pulitzer. So again, yes. Lululemon, American Eagle, Vineyard Vines.
Okay. I'm going to say to this next one, because I'm afraid to get in more trouble. This one was...
You didn't make a guess.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry. 25.
Yeah, I think you're really right.
Because the fact that I didn't know that, I shaved that brand right away. I just shaved a decade off real quick of my age.
Oh, sure. And a very start, yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, let's go a little bit more on a good 25. So that feels about right.
Yeah.
We'll never know, of course. But
certainly.
All right, I've got a couple left, but because then I have another topic I think we need to start planning. We have a party to plan, and I don't know that you knew that.
Okay.
Sorry. I really just stopped things. Okay. Target and REI.
Oh, male or female?
Female. And when I read it, I'm going to say, as you think, this should have been my answer. Because I said Filson, but Filson is typically a little too expensive, but I want to be Filson. In reality, I'm typically wearing some mixture of Target and REI.
Yeah, a female that's Target and REI, 52?
Much younger. Young, cool. I don't know how old, but I actually don't know, and I can't make...
We really have learned a lot about this game. Yeah.
There's a real problem because I was about to guess this woman's age and I don't know. And all
and
I can do is mess
know.
Up. All I can do is mess up.
I mean, I'm having a great time, but some of my overall observations as we went through last weekend and saw everybody's Venn diagrams of fashion. Number one, a lot of people went hard on this and gave us more than two. They did a three or four level Venn diagram.
Yes.
And being extra is always welcome around here. The other thing is I was amazed how many people buy clothes at Costco. I honestly didn't know. I guess I knew you could do that because they're in the middle, but I just didn't know. I didn't know.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you. When I used to have to wear a dress shirt every day to work, they were all Costco dress shirts. And they're fantastic.
Ah.
Because they're exactly what you need them to be. They are not complicated, white or blue, or at least when I was buying them. Yes, I have to find my favorite.
I think I have a swimsuit from there, but I just need to. Oh. I really need to get to Costco and do some perusing of that clothing department in the middle. Everyone encouraged me based on the amount of very trendy people who said Costco. I'm interested.
Well, we don't have a the very hard thing is that we don't have a Costco in Gainesville.
What?
I know. We have a Sam's Club. Get real.
There's no Costco in Gainesville?
There isn't.
That doesn't. Someone call Tim Tebow. Make that right. That doesn't feel right.
Before we wrap this up, I want to just read to you my favorite one.
Oh, great.
Because it was the first one I got. And it made me laugh so hard, not because of the intersection of these stores, but because right off the bat, I was like, this game is going to be funny because a lot of people like Madewell. A lot of people like Target.
Yeah.
In fact, if we ever wanted to figure out
Target.
What sponsors to pursue, this could be a decent list to look back at. Right. But right out of the bat, she said Costco and JCPenney. And I was so happy. I was like,
wow, yeah.
I don't even know what they sell at JCPenney, but yeah. You shop there and Costco. And I am so happy. And that was my first one.
I like a JCPenney. That's a good, I haven't been there in a while. What a good pull.
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't been to JCPenney in a long time.
Well, my first, my overall, apparently we have a party to plan. Number two, my overall is thank you guys so much for sending in Venn diagrams. And I'm sorry we didn't predict that we would need your ages. I apologize for that.
And some of you have heard us read your stores, and we have predicted your age in a way that was very rude to you for some reason. And I'm sorry.
We do apologize. If your feelings are hurt, we do pre-apologize. Yes. You're not really supposed to do an apology with an if, but we don't really have a choice because we really don't know. Because some people might not be offended by whatever age we said.
That's right. We're having a one-way conversation right now. So we're assuming their thoughts and then apologizing for those thoughts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very unhealthy.
Overall, this game made us all unhealthy?
A little weirdly codependent, where we're apologizing for things we haven't done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want to bring up. We have an anniversary that is not an anniversary. Well, birthday's coming up. Our birthday, my birthday. But listen, March 14th, 2020 is a month from now. That was quarantine episode number one.
Great.
We have to have a 1-year party.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know what that means. And we're both super busy, but it feels like it's something to be celebrated. Do you not agree with me on this?
I totally agree with you on this. I mean, we aren't going to have an in-person anything.
Oh, no.
But I do think we could do another gala.
I wasn't even going there, but that's a great idea.
Oh, I mean, I just feel like we could. Yeah.
I just don't know what the 1-year mark is because this show started Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it did. Yeah, but we really start celebrating when I got quarantined, which is March 14th, or when you and I started talking after I got quarantined. Also, this year, March 14th is actually everybody's favorite day because it's the first day of daylight savings time. Praise him.
Oh, that is not to be praised. I do not like daylight savings time.
What? You don't like a longer hour day?
No, because all I do is wake up 10 times in the night, not understanding what time it is and freaking out because I'm weird about time.
Oh, the whole time during daylight savings time or that one night?
That one night does not work for me because
so
I'll wake up.
So you must not like the daylight when daylight savings time ends either? You don't like that Saturday night?
No,
don't have a feeling about this season. You just mean this one particular night.
No, I generally love the time of year. It's warming
right.
up a tiny
That's what
bit.
I couldn't imagine. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, spring, it's lovely, new and exciting, Easter, the best.
It's not
all
dark
of it.
Anymore. Woof.
Right, it's all, yes, that's right. You can still be outside at 8 o'clock at night and it's not pitch black. Oh, all of that I love. But that actual night is a very confusing night for me. Because what will happen is I just, you know, we'll get up in the middle of the night, we shuffle my way to the bathroom, and I will look at the clock and it'll say 3:30. And then just for a second, I'll go, is it really 3:30 or is it 2:30? Maybe it's 4:30. Either way, it doesn't matter because I'm going to go back to bed. But that little amount of thinking is enough for me to be up. I'm a real treat to live with, just in case you're.
Because that doesn't happen in my brain. I have things about other things in my brain, but that doesn't happen in my brain that night. Also, we live in a world where our clocks change for us. I remember feeling some of that in like high school and college when we had to change our own clocks, like when you had to wake up or do it the night before. Like I have to in my kitchen, in my car and all those places, but my phone just does it. And we are not talking about this today, but I'm writing it down for Friday. I got a new alarm clock that is rocking my world in the best way, and it will change itself too. So that's why I don't have to worry.
I need to talk to you about that alarm clock, because I've had a long sorted history with alarm clocks and really would like to understand what you found.
Okay. I'm writing it down on my list for Friday.
And just as a quick, I just got two quick Venn diagrams. We didn't read them all clearly, but Buckle, Spencer's, and Maurice's. Do you know what any of those are? Isn't Spencer's
Buckles
where they
and
sell
Spencer's,
like
Spencer's? Yeah. I mean, I feel like I didn't know we had like teenagers who listened.
Yeah, isn't Spencer's like where you can buy like a blacklight yeah. Jimi Hendrix poster?
Yeah, for sure it is. But good on you, brother or sister. I don't know.
Sister. And I'm looking.
Sister.
Doesn't look like she's wearing Spencer's stuff. She's not wearing
Okay. Maybe Spencer's is a local. Maybe it's not the Spencer's we know as Spencer's. Possibly.
I do want to hope that she dresses at Spencer's Gifts, though.
Same.
Yeah.
That's where I bought my New Kids on the Block shirt in fourth grade. And it was a good looking shirt.
You and I had the same life. You know, I had a New Kids shirt.
Yes. Do you remember what yours looked like?
Oh, it was like the five of them. And it was very 80s-ish or 90s-ish.
Yeah, mine,
pink.
And mine, they were
New Kids.
Sitting on blocks, like big blocks.
I got to tell you. Have you gone back? I know we're out of time. Have you gone back and listened to New Kids lately?
I saw them in concert 2 years ago.
Ooh.
For my first time ever. Not. Here's how it held up. Same songs, good mm-hmm. memories. Mm-hmm. They know their audience is 35 to 50-year-old females.
Yes.
And they try to play I Bet You Still Think We're Really Hot, right? And that's the whole show. And you're just like, no, I'm not here to enter into a relationship with you. I'm here to enjoy the songs from elementary school.
It's a little, yes, I know. I don't want to reference anything, but
yes. they're don't reference anything.
Oh,
but it was
filter.
Very enjoyable. It was Paula Abdul, Boyz II Men, and New Kids on the Block. And Boyz II Men was the highlight. I will pay to see them. I will pay to see them, full stop, anytime. If they are in normal driving distance to me from here on out, I will pay to see them.
Boyz II Men are, and this is nothing against New Kids or Paula Abdul, but I don't know this fact about them. Boyz II Men are stunning musicians. They
absolutely.
Are absolutely amazing. Are you drinking something out of a gigantic jug? I hear the water rolling back into it, and it sounds like you're drinking out of
I had to take a drink of water, yes, and it is out of my very big... That is impressive.
You could just hear that water, and it rolled down for a long time.
I know. My apologies. Let me give myself some feedback. Besides the game, we needed the ages. My second piece of self-feedback today is I should have not drank such a big gulp. I apologize.
Oh, we drinking on this show the whole time.
I woke up at 4 a.m. in a coughing fit, like something was in my throat, not like I have a disease. And I have never, my throat has never cleared up this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
that. I just keep having it like that in my life, but I haven't done that for 32 minutes.
Okay. Can we do like a monster fast update before we leave?
Sure.
Anything with the book? How's the launch going? Everything
It was
okay?
great. It's done. Yeah. Week one's done. We wait and see what, if any bestseller lists will happen this week. And we keep, I mean, the most fun has been, well, it's all been incredibly fun. What's been fun already this week is people have finished the book and now they're sharing their hobbies and what they're doing. And that is awesome to me. Someone the other last week in an interview said, what's your hope for this book? And I said, I hope every local craft store and local sporting goods store and local kitchen supply store runs out of stuff because people are jumping into hobbies. So it was super fun.
Okay. And which new kid was your favorite?
Donnie.
Joe, Jordan, John.
Jordan Knight, for sure. Yours?
He had a magical singing voice and was clearly the coolest. I thought I liked Donnie because I was like, this dude is bad. This guy's tough.
Yeah, sure.
And to a fourth grader, I mean, he was legit tough.
Yeah. Favorite NSYNC?
I was a little old for NSYNC to really be into them, but... always liked Justin Timberlake. I mean, I know that's low-hanging fruit.
We're the exact same age, and I was perfectly fine with loving them. Very hard loving them.
No,
and Chris Kirkpatrick
like
was my favorite.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
Yeah, isn't that a weird... I know. I met him at an airport one time. We were using the same kiosk, and when I finished, I said, you can use this one, and you were always my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. Great
this
line.
Was 18 months ago. This was not long
that's
ago.
That's a great line.
Yeah,
well,
you can use this
you know,
one,
all
and
from
you're always my favorite.
They're all from Orlando. Everybody has a million stories of, I was at Bahama Breeze and there he is.
Yeah,
he's around all the time.
Yeah. All right, Edward, we got to get on with our Tuesdays. So do our friends.
Yes.
Let's do this on Friday and talk about alarm clocks.
Feedback, Annie, great show.
Feedback, Eddie, great show. We the game has a level of improvement, but other than that, great show.
We learned a hard lesson in real time.
In real
on
time, and we're not going to cut it.
Oh gosh, no.
No, no. We're going to let it be.
No, this is real life.
All right, friends, go wash your hands. We'll see you back here on Friday.
Bye, buddies.